guys are doing okay. My name is Danny the Storyteller. You can call me Cypher. Today's 10th September, and it's rung a bell that most of us, or most of a chosen number or a chosen caliber of people, are celebrating World Suicide Prevention Day. We can say happy World Suicide Prevention Day, because it's somehow, you know, suicide is a sad thing, but I tend to feel that most of the people who have actually been survivors of torment in mental health and victims of such cases can actually celebrate it and be mentors to people who are actually going through something in their lives. Well, I know it's quite sad sometimes, but truth be told, most of the people, like 70% of the people worldwide, you know, the number generally in every country, are going through depression, are going through suicidal thoughts, are going through, you know, peer pressure, are going through mob psychology, you know, so many things that actually affect our mental health. And it's so sad that most people do not understand us. You see, when some people really like seeing the physical effect of something, if you're growing tall, they need to see it physically. If you're growing a beard, they need to see you, regardless of us wearing a mask. If you are having any physical changes, you're going to the gym, people want to see change. But if you're doing something in the background, and you know, you go tell someone that I am cooking something inside the kitchen, and definitely they want to see. And this point of the stereotype of sight, people want to see outcomes, people want to see this. I know it's not a bad thing, definitely, especially when it comes to a business. Definitely the outcome has to be seen in order you can assess the growth of something, or, you know, if something is growing or not. So when it comes to mental health, when someone is really pressuring you to doing something, and probably your heart is not there or your mind is not there, so definitely you will have some sort of torment in you. You want to make the right decision, yes, for your life, but there's so many things at stake. There is the happiness of some people, there is the dependence of some people, there is the independence of you as an individual as well. There is this, you know, probably a cage you feel that you want to unleash yourself from, so definitely there is that pressure that of you wanting to succeed in life. But I have so many friends, let me call them acquaintances. I have so many acquaintances that I have met in my life as a creative and as an individual, that these people have been affected by, you know, the pressure from the society, or probably they have a physique that is dysfunctional to some people, but to them they find it oddly satisfying. And no judging, you know, people are different. So these people have been through depression for the longest time, even when it comes to a point where you feel you are no longer of any importance to the society. You feel like you are just dead inside, you have no feelings, you have no nothing, you have no remorse for anything. And when it gets to that point, it's like a point of no return. People do get back from it, but a very low percentage of people do actually get to a point where they are coping with such a situation. So when it gets to a point of no return, then this is where the suicidal thoughts come. You know, someone can just go to the shop and buy a red card. That's the fastest thing you can buy, because no one will know that you want to poison yourself. If sometimes someone might want to strangle themselves, even through yourselves in your car. Suicidal thoughts do come with so many scenarios. You feel like, I can actually die as fast as possible, just my life to end. People, you know, just forget about me in the near future. So I do want to advocate for this, because I do feel that I am an upcoming, or I am already a mental health advocate. In as much as I have not done a lot of psychology, I do feel that I do have the knowledge impacted through reading books, through the experience as well, because I am a victim of this. And I'm not even afraid of saying it, because I do know many of us listening to this podcast do go through things like this, do go through, you know, things like this. And this is a special dedication to anyone listening. And you may know someone who's had suicidal thoughts in your family, a friend, or you personally, you may have. So this is a very safe space. You know, in my podcast, you may see the clicking button for voice message or commenting. Do not be afraid to comment, share this. This might be an eye-opener for someone out there who's actually feeling like they are no more in society. True story, because myself, I have been feeling for the longest time that I have no reason to be living in this society. You know why? Because anywhere I go, apart from the creative realm, the creative, spectre, or the creative environment of me just being me, anywhere I go, I do not fit in. You know, sometimes I'm too smart for them, and I do not fear saying that, because we are smart in our own individual way, or they are really, really in a different world where I do not understand anything. And anything I talk about, in as much as it sounds funny to me or makes sense to me, it doesn't make sense to them. This doesn't make them illiterate, but this is a different world. They are literate in their own world. So I do feel left out. And this has been really depressing for me, where I really, really, really need a space where I can be me, where I can show myself. Sometimes I even isolate myself from families. Sometimes I used to lie just for the sake of getting out of that space, because I do not feel safe, I do not fit in. And this has been a problem, because trust has been lost. You know, I do big shout out to Drake, if it gets to USA. Big shout out to you, because the new album Certified Lover Boy has really these songs that actually speak. It speaks the reality of life. You know, the more you become successful, the less of the friends you get, or the more the friends you get, because they want the they love the position you're in. They do not love you. And once you're out of that position, then definitely no one calls you. Your phone is literally dead. You just have to look at your phone. Sometimes you just check if your phone is spoiled or something. Probably people are calling and it's not going through. So assessing yourself and all this, there's so many things that actually affect our mental health. And I will be able to bring a psychologist or a mental health, you know, guru for such discussions soon. I am not disclosing who it's going to be, but just wait, it's going to be really awesome, a really nice podcast discussing these things and getting to know the places you can go when you get such situations, the diagnosis, or you know someone. That definitely, because mental health brings a lot of things. It also wow, why am I shaming today? Anyway, also brings drug addiction. You know, when someone feels like they are no more, they go to drugs, because that is where they feel, you know, at least a little bit of this. People understand me when I'm high, people understand me when I'm drunk, because I open up. I have this circle of friends that actually understand me, because we usually do this thing. But no one knows the pain of someone until you actually get to see the real them. Probably intoxicated, or where they have reached the point where they feel like, I can't hold this in anymore. So piece of advice, if anyone is going through this, check on them. If you're going through this, you know, look for an environment where you have a lot of people around you. Do not isolate yourself, because when you isolate yourself, that is when you start having now these weird thoughts and queer behaviors, you know. And we wouldn't want that, because we are mentors, we are growing. And I believe that this podcast goes to so many people worldwide. And one day, one time, I will be standing in front of you and be like, yes, I did change someone's life. I did make a progress in someone's life. And I did something really, really good. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you so much. And to those big heroes, to those strong women and men who've been the victims and the victors, not the victims, the victors of suicide, I really salute you. Thank you for being mentors to many. Thank you for being a strong platform to us and so many people out there who've been going through depression and mental health issues. And I really want to give a big shout out to people who support me in everything that I do, because I do believe. When I was talking about Certified Lover Boy, there's this song called Fair Trade, and he says some line there. I've been losing friends for the longest time. I can't remember the line very well, but it says, I've been losing friends rapidly, and honestly, that sounds like a fair trade to me. Yeah, I've been losing friends and finding peace. And honestly, that sounds like a fair trade to me. And that really spoke to me because I am living it right now. Funny enough, I am living it right now. And sometimes it sounds like a cry for help, you know, a cry for help for someone to just help you. You know, I've been in and out of hustles, and that has been depressing for me because sometimes it's me, because I'm a Taurus. For those people who actually love the zodiac signs, I'm a Taurus. I do want, sometimes I find myself doing the getting wanting the finer things in life too fast, and that's a problem. And when I try to cope with it, and when I get somewhere and I'm in there, literally I am in there focused, I really want to get this, I'm a real G, then definitely something just comes up and poof, I'm out. And it has been so depressing for me because I do want to get in this era as a creative. I do want to get into it, but then the hindrances come and I am really messed up. And I, you know, the layman's language, we all definitely creatives know this. We always say, we always curse sometimes. So definitely sometimes life gets fucked up and you don't know what to do. And I know most of us creatives really fall into depression because there's that pressure of wanting to be top-notch. You know, your picture, your CV is your social media platform. Your CV is your blogs. Your CV is your everything. So definitely things as a creative roll around social media. So that's your CV. And if you do not make your CV while you're still in these early ages, then definitely you won't get a gig. You won't get a good hustle. You won't go anywhere as a creative. And this has been very depressing for us. So a big shout out to Mental360, who's been a really nice one. Thank you to Jason Bruckner. Thank you to Mental Health. And thank you to Headspace254. This has been one of the safe spaces where you can actually express yourself. Thank you. A shout out to Capital FM on the segments of bringing people who've been affected in mental health. And also to Mizizi Africa. This is a Kenyan group that really, really, really advocates for mental health. And a big shout out to them and a big growth to them for being one of the leading mental health advocates around Kenya and I believe also Africa. So a big shout out to you all. Share this podcast. Shout out, shout out, shout out to you, Danny the Storyteller. I always say there is beauty in expression, so do not forget to express yourself. Fine, fine, fine. Bye-bye. An awesome morning, evening, and afternoon to those people who are listening to me. Ciao.